I know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Sprawl it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats. Who poses heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at?
Well, how you doing up in his purse?
Oh, hi.
Hey. It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored. We are the Miguel and Holly Show on Hot 101.5. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hi, hello.
That is associate producer Scotty the Body.
Hello.
That's all right. It's our damn, everything runs off the same computer, so when my email pops open. You can listen to Miguel and Holly Uncensored several different ways. You can download the free Hot 101.5 app and you can listen there, which you can now scrub through that.
And pause. Yes.
Absolutely. And you can also listen if you have an iPhone on the podcast app, iTunes app. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored and make sure to just listen there. And I think if you are listening to this in the future from when we're recording it, we hope you have a good Thanksgiving. But right now in this moment...
Beans,
greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, lamb, Now,
I just love that so much.
Can I just tell you, when I play that on the show, it gives me so much joy because you have to remember, I'm a black man from Atlanta, Georgia, who grew up in the church. So I know Shirley Caesar on Friday nights. Because I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist, when you couldn't listen to the radio, you couldn't watch TV, you couldn't be on your computer because it is the Sabbath. From Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown, everything is supposed to be about resting or serving the Lord or studying or whatever, resting. And so I literally, growing up, would have a little tape recorder and I would listen to Shirley Caesar. I would listen to CeCe Winans, the BB Winans, to Kirk Franklin, Mary. So like that was what I did for most of my childhood on Friday nights, listening to gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing Shirley Caesar, but then also knowing the traditional generalized Hot 101.5 audience, they'll know who Shirley Caesar is.
No.
But the fact that she became this sensation on mainstream pop culture last year with this just has, like, warmed my heart that I actually can say I played Shirley Caesar on Hot 101.5.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool full circle moment for you.
It really is. And that's one of the things, too, like, behind the scenes in radio that I have always wanted to bring, and which I feel like we have brought to Top 40 Radio, because traditionally in the type of radio stations that we work in, like let's say you're from Tampa and you've lived here your entire life and you've found us, and let's say you used to listen to like MJ and BJ back in the day and then the MJ show, you know. Usually Top 40 shows traditionally are like very like hijinks and it's crazy, which we do with our consequences. But growing up in Atlanta with like urban radio, and this is what I love about urban radio. They can like play and talk to like T.I., talk to Ludacris, and then like the morning show host is like, here's more Hollywood news, then have like a drag queen come on and talk about stuff. But like, that's what I love about urban radio is like they really were in the community. And like, especially, and if you listen to, I think it's The Beat that's here in Tampa, on Sunday mornings, they'll do gospel music from like 6 a.m. to noon.
They do? I didn't realize.
Yeah, urban stations do that. And like, I grew up with that. Like in Atlanta, V103, Larry Tinsley, Sunday morning gospel, and then they go right back to the urban music.
But I like that because it's like, it's indicative of everything going on in your life.
Right.
Like, it's all encompassing. It's not just so segmented like radio has become, where it's like, oh, well, we can only play, you know, these five artists because that's what people like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, that's yes, they do like those
right
people, but like we're also doing other things on the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we like all kinds of music, so I like that because I think it's really all encompassing.
Absolutely, and that's one of the maddening things sometimes about the how radio has become so segmented, and I feel like that's. They're finally learning, the higher ups, to like open it up and
to
like let it be. Because like, Scott, you grew up listening to country music.
Oh, yeah. I still do. As soon as I leave the building, I go back and forth between this and also the country stations. All on my phone is country. Like, that's my roots. And then I actually listened to country all my life. And then coming here, this is when I actually started listening to pop.
Really?
When I got the job here at Hot 105.
You didn't listen to any of this before?
I knew a little bit. But I wasn't really in it. I was kind of just, I want to, what is it, like fighting the culture. I was like, I'm not like mainstream pop. Like, I listen every now and then, I knew, but I wasn't all in it. Like, before, if you would have asked me really the news on how, I didn't know anything.
You know what I'm curious about? What was your perception of like a normal pop artist or song? So, like, let's say, let's see, when you graduated this past spring was 2019, I'm trying to think, 2018 when you're in college. Who the past 4 years was really popular? Like Taylor Swift, 1989 album. Like, someone who would listen to that, like, what was your perception of that person?
I mean, I knew it. I just probably pictured, like, just, like, a girl in her car, like, listening to the song. Like, that's a different story of, like, Taylor Swift. Like, I listened because she was country.
Country, yeah, that's a bad, bad.
I guess it's kind of tough because, like, let's see, like, Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Mm.
When she was, like, huge, well, she still is huge, but, right. like, when she first, like, hit it, I was like, all right, the song's good, but I didn't really know it. I was like, all right, cool, Bad Romance. Great, catchy. I would listen to it maybe if it popped on at, like, the bar.
You didn't search it out.
Yeah, I was never like, oh, let me get on that and find that song. No, I just kind of pictured, like, the girls would sing it at a party, and that would be that. Or when I was in college, like, Fetty Wap was huge.
Oh, Fetty Wap!
The Weeknd was huge walking in college. And I was like, all right, these are my party songs. Mm. But as soon as I'm out of that element and I'm not turning up in the car or going out to somebody's apartment, it's back to country.
Interesting. That's so fascinating to me because I find a lot of that. I mean, we just talked to a listener this morning who called in who said that she watches and she's seen Holly and I on Dish Nation, the TV show we're on every day. And she said that she finally like turned us on after watching us on TV all these years and was like, oh, my God, they're really enjoyable. And she was kind of embarrassed to sort of switch from the urban station she listened to us. And I feel like that's been the problem with like top 40 radio recently or over the past maybe decade or so is that it's sort of like a dirty thing. It's like, I listen to top 40 because you're supposed to be a country person or an urban person or a rock person, you know?
Is like, top 40, because is it because people make fun? Is it because we are seen as not as
you know what
good?
It is? I think corny.
Corny?
I think not even corny, but I'm starting to remember that feeling. But I remembered it was like, for me, back then, it was probably like, I'm a 19-year-old male. That I'm like, this music is not for me. Like, this is, you know, probably pretty teeny or like
right.
more on the, like, girls would like it a lot more than I would. So I would feel weird, probably in the back of my head unconsciously, like, if I was just rocking out of my car to some top 40 alone.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not really the feeling I have, but you know, now I'm like, this is my shit. I love this.
Right. Well, and that's sort of indicative of Holly when we worked in Panama City and we had a rock station in our building and the morning show host who's now in Sacramento, Stroke, he used to always be like, oh, look at him over there. Those teeny boppers listening to Britney Spears. And like, we hadn't played a Britney Spears song in like 5 years. And we were like, would you stop referring to us as the Britney Spears station? It's not 1991 or 1999.
Yeah.
Like, please stop it. But that's the perception that we've gotten that I think we're finally, like, breaking out of now a little bit because there's so much crossover. Like, when you listen to us you know, you can hear Lil Nas X, and then you can hear Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber, and you can hear, what's his name?
Marshmello and Kane Brown.
Absolutely. And so you hear those crossover records, and it just makes it's more indicative of our lifestyles, you know, and, like, who we are.
And I also think it's a one-way street right now because we are, if of anything, and I think that thank you to the music industry for actually collaborating with each other because we're the ones that are playing those. And so I think it makes people, I have a really good point. I want to stay on track. So I think it makes people be like, oh, so this is the station where I can get, they're open-minded enough to play Marshmello and Kane Brown and somebody like Lil Nas X. So maybe their morning show is like a little more open-minded. I know I'm not going to get a crossover with Marshmello and Kane Brown on the country station.
Right.
Or the urban station. Because those genres are still very firmly
entrenched.
Entrenched in what they do. Mm-hmm. And this was this. It's still happening. But when I was in country radio, what was that song? It was a Nelly and Tim McGraw song.
Was it Over and Over Again?
Yeah. And the Top 40 station in Toledo was playing the heck out of it. And I was like, because we were supposed to be a younger leaning, more pop feeling country station. And I was like, oh, are we going to play this? And my boss was, yes, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss was like, no, we absolutely cannot play this.
No. No. I kind of was enjoying that if you want
to. No, I like it. It's a good song. Over and over again. I would listen to it in the studio at the country station. And I'll be like, sorry, y'all listeners. I'm getting it. You're not. But he's like, I don't care. But I know who I'm programming to. And this audience is different.
It's so interesting, too, thinking about that, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Just, like, this new generation, not even, like, all right, just whatever age range, but there's a section that is just transforming the way a lot of things are done, and one of those is music, where it's, like, it's not so, like, set in your ways, it can't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, you just like what you like. It doesn't matter what you want to classify it as, and I'm liking the artists that decide to actually, you know, break through, collab with somebody that's in a completely different genre, whatever the heck that square is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because good music is good music. And it's just as soon as a wave of people decide or whatever happens to them, that, you know, it's not the square of music. It's everyone kind of working together. We don't have to be like, oh, only country, only pop, nothing else. Because that's not how we listen.
And interestingly, that's not how it always was. When radio started to become like a big thing in the 50s, and I want to say like in the 50s. Okay, I think that's when it was. There weren't country stations, pop stations. There was like one station on your dial or like maybe two competing ones. And they just played everything.
Well, because the DJ got to just say, hey, here's the top songs that I think you should know about.
Right. And also, people from the record label were sliding some money across.
Well, that came in the 70s, and they were doing coke on
the...
Well,
it happened in the 50s, too, and that's how...
Oh, people didn't do coke in the 50s, Holly.
They did not do coke, but they did a money grab.
Yeah, they did.
So, but that's when you would get Motown and, like, rockabilly and everything on the same channel, and then it wasn't until the 70s, maybe even... I'm not sure when the change happened, but it was radio stations that decided, there's a lot of music. We're going to separate this out and focus on a lane so that, you know, we can make money in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did, and it was successful for a while, but when people started to get their own music, like, from the internet, people were like, but I like all of this stuff, so I'm not going to listen to one radio station anymore.
You know what I think really brought this on, and you're going to think I am freaking crazy for saying this, is I remember, and this is so stupid, but I don't know why, but this is like a shining moment that I remember thinking this in college. Like, we are about, like, society's about to change.
Mm-hmm.
Is when, I think it was like Wendy's or McDonald's or something. Like, I had just discovered, because I've always been a picky eater, and I was like kind of tiptoeing into spicy food just a little bit. And I remember I discovered pepper jack cheese, and I was like, I love pepper jack cheese, and I would put it on everything. I'd try to find it. I want to make a bologna sandwich of pepper jack cheese. Yada, yada, yada. And when I was home, I'd make a hamburger with pepper jack cheese, but you couldn't get pepper jack cheese at any restaurant. And I remember it was either Wendy's or McDonald's. They were like, introducing pepper jack cheese. You can try it. You can have your choice. And I thought, we are on the precipice of you being able to choose what you want. And now consumers are dictating everything.
Yes.
We have the power. If we don't like something,
bye.
We won't come to your place. We'll go somewhere else, and we'll get it from somewhere else.
Yes.
I mean, when you go to a fast food restaurant, if we're going with that analogy, think about all the options you can get at a place right now. They did not have spicy chicken nuggets. They didn't have buffalo chicken sandwiches.
You could get, like, two different kinds of burgers, one with cheese and one without.
That's it. That's it. And then, like, you'd be like, can I have no lettuce? Well, you can pick it off.
Right.
We're not taking a lettuce off for you. The hell you think this is?
It comes with lettuce.
Right. And they were, like, indignant about it. Like, do you think we're going to take lettuce off?
Yeah. And it was the consumer's take back of options, I think.
It is. And
that's funny that it happened with
peppers. I know. Like, and of course, with me, it's food. I'm sure there was another thing. But I just remember being in line and being like, I have a choice. I could get pepper jack cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening with radio right now is that the higher ups, they're having to figure out what the hell are we doing? We've been going in this route forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I feel like the black stations, they were like, girl, bye. We've been playing church music and then turn around to a rap song, you know, forever.
Right.
So we're trying to figure it out.
But there's still stuff that that some of those, like the urban stations or the country stations, they're stuck where I feel like they're not going, like the urban stations a little bit less so.
Right.
But the country stations are going to be the last ones to progress because that audience and a lot of the younger country fans will help change it.
Exactly.
But think about the people who decided that the Dixie Chicks were canceled before cancel culture was a thing. Yeah. So we played That was the edgiest stuff we could play on my country station.
Oh, y'all played the Dixie Chicks?
Yes.
Oh, y'all were edgy,
Well, that's
girl.
What I'm saying. We
y'all might as well cuss on the radio.
Well, we couldn't play the Tim McGraw-Nelly crossover because that was too far. But we did toe that line with the Dixie Chicks because we would get calls every time the Dixie Chicks played. I can't believe that you're playing these women that said they hate our soldiers.
Oh,
and I was like, there was only so much I could take. At one point, I was like, ma'am, you realize that is not actually what they said. Well, yes, it is. Okay, well, have a good day. We're going to keep playing the Dixie Chicks, so I don't know what you want me to do with that. But it was just really, it's tough because they get really, though that audience gets very stuck in their ways, which is why they also didn't like when Taylor Swift went pop.
Oh, yeah. True. They were bitter. I mean, were you bitter, Scott, when Taylor Swift went pop with 1989?
I think that's just kind of when I, like, no. I wasn't really bitter, but I didn't really care so much about her. I think that's where I kind of fell off, where I was like, all right, well, there goes Taylor Swift.
But
I didn't
that's
really
what
have the conscious
said,
thought of like, oh, damn.
Right, but your unconscious was like, well, she's different now.
Right.
So that's why country stations don't play anything from 1989 or anything further than that, because same person, we don't accept that music.
That's so crazy. I remember when, I mean, I feel like, actually, I was going to say this song, Not Ready to Make Nice by the Dixie Chicks, was one of the first country songs I really got into.
Mm.
But I know that's wrong because yesterday when I was driving a long drive to get my car serviced, and I was listening, I've been listening to this like Divas playlist, which is like, you know, a million hours long. Like, I feel like I will never reach the end of it.
I love Apple playlists like that.
Seriously.
By the way.
But I'm just like discovering all these songs. And oh, actually, let me pull it up.
You might as well.
Hold on. And Holly, I think you'll like this one.
Ooh, I'm excited to see what Miguel pops up with country here.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. What was that? Damn it.
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
This was my jam, girl.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
About to take off my pants.
Oh, girl. What? No.
This is not about sex.
At least I don't like the song.
Literally, like yesterday when I was driving.
How do I remember how Leanne Rimes was all like,
through my life without
you. It just sounds like her throat was so open. Just doesn't it sound like it?
God damn it, close my email.
I wondered why you didn't close your email before, but whatever.
I don't know. Do you remember what year this came out, Holly?
Oh, this was, let me think. Was this in, like, 1998? I'm going to be really interested to see when it came out.
97.
I was so close. I'm wow. So good at guessing music years.
Hold on.
How do I live without you? I want to know. How do I breathe without you? If you ever know, how do I ever, ever survive?
How do I?
God.
Now, because yesterday, it was like, you know how when you hear a song and it just takes you back.
Yes.
And when this song came out in like 97, I was in like going to middle school to high school, and that's when I was like figuring out my sexuality. And I remember there was like guys that I would like think about, but I was like scared to think about it. And so I would listen to this song. And I don't know, yesterday I was just in a mood and I was driving and I got chill bumps as this song came on. And I was like, whatever happened to Kevin?
Oh.
I never knew what happened to him.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Whatever happened? I hadn't thought about him in years.
Oh, dear.
But it's just how powerful music is. But that was one of the first country songs that I ever, like, I was like, okay.
And by the way, AC stations at the time picked up that song.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Because AC has always been a lot like Top 40. Well, they say that, like, Top 40's audience just graduates to adult contemporary radio. And so a lot of AC stations would take Leanne Rimes or Faith Hill songs.
Oh, yeah.
And distribute those because they walk that line where you could still play them on country, but you could also play them on AC.
Wow. I mean, I think as we're going back talking about country, I mean, even, like, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, that probably was the first one.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yes. And those songs, that's when... what the old timers call new country.
Yep.
Are they still calling it new country 20 years later?
Girl, this is what, until those people die.
Oh my God.
That's when country will have like a rebirth, because it's like when Tim McGraw came on the scene and Shania Twain and Faith Hill and who else? Maybe like Travis Tritt.
Oh, wow.
Those type of people, they brought the new country sound, because until those country artists became like country stars, you had like Waylon Jennings.
Ooh.
And Reba McEntire.
I love me some Reba, girl. Oh, yeah. Fancy.
And who else? Like
I love Fancy Girl.
Like Alan Jackson, I think, could fall into some of the old school.
Who?
Yeah, I know. It's the old. It's very. That would be what I would describe country and Western music.
Okay.
And that's what they always refer to it as. Y'all play that country and Western? I'm like, ma'am, what Western are we talking about here? Like, this is...
We're going to the gun show?
I guess. But then in the 90s was when country started becoming more mainstream. And it was with, like, your Tim McGraws and your Faith Hills and your Shania Twains.
And now they're still trying to pull it into the...
And they're still trying to do the thing. And country music, I don't know why I'm so going off about country right now.
That's all right.
I don't know if you want to hear about it or not, but I feel like country music is stuck in this crazy rut now where there's only these dude bros. They all kind of sound the same.
Yeah, there's a lot that sound the same.
And they all kind of have the same name. There's like Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Brian somebody. Like they're all kind of
I think I just heard
same.
Of a Luke Allen that just came out too.
There's Gary Allen. There's Allen Johnson. I don't know. There's like a lot of the same. It's the same sound. And country stations aren't playing women as much. And there's like an argument happening right now where it's like, well, maybe there's just not good music being made by women, or maybe the women are getting shut out by the country stations that are reporting to the monitors. Like, what is the disconnect here? Because all you're hearing are these same artists with the same type of dude bro country song about drinking and my cold beer's not going to leave me like my woman did and all this. But it's poppy, but where's the women?
Do you agree with this as a country listener, Scott?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've heard this conversation a couple times with women definitely being left out of the picture. Like, there's your like select three that are still there, but then there's all these other younger artists that are putting out great songs, but they just don't make it on radio.
Yeah,
which is becoming a huge problem for radio because they're having to go to all these other platforms and they're missing their opportunities. And we see a couple of them pop over to pop and start making it on that track,
because at least they'll welcome them in the pop world. And
Maren Morris,
Maren Morris is a big one in the country world. But then also you have to think too. Radio and country go hand in hand because the radio, the country artists are so grateful to radio, and it's almost like, what are you guys doing, not putting these women on your station? It's a little crazy right now.
Well, listen, they're gonna go the way of the restaurants that didn't serve pepper jack cheese if they don't get their ish together.
Save that.
Real quick, because we don't have a lot of time left.
I don't know why. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
No, that's
it is interesting.
Deep
I love talking
or
music.
Like we finally didn't get in everybody's souls for once.
I'm about to say, listen, we got 5 minutes left, but I want I just had a mind fuck. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm pressing the right things. Okay. Sorry. You know how like I just got dizzy and I was like making sure I didn't press the wrong thing?
I think your mind was trying to do too many things at once.
It was. I think I just exploded inside.
Yeah.
I want everybody. I need a good. I want everybody to tell me what you are thankful for as we are going into Thanksgiving. And I know this isn't the right music for it, but I don't have any like nice,
Do not do this turkey music.
No, I'm not. No, that's why I don't want to do the turkey music for.
Like, oh no.
By the way, if you listen to the regular show on Hot 101.5, whenever we talk about Thanksgiving, I always play this.
I'm not gonna talk about what I'm thankful for.
Yeah,
that.
No. I'm gonna, and I know this. This doesn't fit Thanksgiving, but I feel like it fits the mood of what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, no, that's.
Fine.
I know. It's New Year. I know. Sorry. Okay. We only got 4 minutes now.
Oh.
Holly, what are you thankful for if, or whatever? What are you thankful for? I don't know. I'm tired.
I'm thankful for you guys.
Oh.
I'm really thankful for you guys because I have had a year. Mm. It's been a year. And obviously work is a constant and it's always been a constant. Anytime my personal life is in dishevelment, I made that word up. The same thing. It, like, we do different stuff during the day at work, but it's still the same. And so the fact that you guys, Scotty and Miguel, have been, like, even silently there sometimes, just, like, you know, just there, I'm thankful.
Scott.
I am thankful for y'all as well. I mean, my past year has been insane with stepping up a career ladder, starting out on my journey of trying to figure out what I'm doing with life. And I'm thankful for y'all actually helping me out along the journey because, as I tell everyone that ever asks, what is it like to work with Miguel and Holly? I'm like, I wouldn't be where I am right now without them because other people don't exactly put their trust right away into a new person. They don't give them the opportunities right off the bat, and y'all have been there every step of the way to give me that opportunity. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my family supporting me along this weird, crazy journey because it's new for them, as well as my girlfriend who's watched me go from not knowing what I wanted to do to now doing it. And with that comes a lot of different challenges, and it's literally a one step at a time process. So very thankful for that.
Thank you for leaving me with 2 minutes.
Miguel?
I am thankful for, I know this is going to sound weird at first because it's me. I'm thankful actually for me.
Okay.
Because I feel like in the past year, I have finally, after trying to figure out and reading self-help books and trying to understand myself, I fully have become my own best friend, and I've been comfortable with who I am.
I like that.
And it's taken me a very long time, a painfully long time to get there.
That's life. I don't think you would have gotten there earlier.
No, but sometimes it was just tiring. It's tiring to self-hate. It's tiring to do that. And so I'm just thankful for me, and with that being said, the people around me that have helped me with that. You, Holly, you, Scott, my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, my mom, my family, my friend's family. I'm just very thankful that I finally feel comfortable in my own skin.
That's a great feeling.
Yeah.
I would wish that for everybody.
Absolutely. It's a good feeling when you can look in the mirror and say, I like who you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's it. We're done.
Okay.
We'll be back next week after Thanksgiving. Eat a lot. Download my mac and cheese recipe. Eat lots of food. I am. And I'm going to go get my special gravy that I give for Thanksgiving.
Where do you get this
special gravy?
Don't ask me questions like that. Okay. Just don't ask me questions.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.